Remember the glossy, red, delicious apple that was served with school lunches? Well, Washington growers are expecting a record crop of apples this year, but not of the red, delicious. Most American consumers have moved on from that apple. And as Rowan Moore Garrity reports, growers are doing their best to keep up.
Grower Rob McCormick stoops to examine a knotty tree trunk in an apple orchard in Selo, Washington.
See right here? These actually had been red delicious. This was cut down just to a stump, and then we grafted in the Galas.
At the height of their popularity, red delicious accounted for more than two-thirds of Washington apples. Today, the variety represents just over a quarter of the fruit grown here. Prices have fallen dramatically. Frequently now, old varieties like Red and Golden Delicious cost more to produce than you can sell them for.
Everything is worth something. Sometimes that something is less than nothing.
McCormick says there are years he lets his harvest fall to the ground.
Is that an easy thing to do? Can I be dispassionate about it? No. You know, I've produced these things. It would be a hard thing to waste them.
Galas are originally from New Zealand. In 30 years, they've taken the place of Red Delicious as America's most popular apple. But McCormick says there are still profitable years for Reds, too. So he's converted some Reds to Galas, but not all.
That was more of a gamble than I wanted to take.
In 35 years growing apples, McCormick says he's seen more than one fellow grower invest heavily in a new variety and end up taking a loss. Reds are cheap and reliable to grow. They don't require a lot of special treatment. He tugs at a Red Delicious dangling from a branch.
When that is mature, it will be as good at eating apple as you can find.
David Nelly disagrees.
Red Delicious was introduced some time ago, and I dare say that people's expectations have risen since then.
Nelly directs apple and pear operations for a marketing firm called Oppenheimer.
The specifications that some of the retailers require from us have changed.
Today's apples are sweeter and more crisp. They have a longer shelf life. First there was Gala, then Fuji, and now Honeycrisp.
It's the rock star of the apple world in North America right now. There's no doubt.
Last year, a box of Honeycrisp apples fetched nearly three times as much as a box of Red Delicious. As more and more growers get in on the action, quality control becomes key. Somewhere,
there is a consumer who walks down to their store, picks up a Honeycrisp, and they may have one that was picked a little bit too early or grown in the wrong place during this gold rush of the Honeycrisp years. So that person is going to, you know, think, wow, that's not what I remember a Honeycrisp tasted like.
When that happens too many times, prices will fall. So some growers are trying a new strategy to avoid this cycle of boom and bust. Parking his truck in a hillside orchard south of Yakima, Dave Allen shows me how.
Pacific Rose is a big apple, and it will get a brighter red. It's kind of a pinky-colored red. Beautiful apple. And what's neat about this Pacific Rose, after storage, you get this kind of aroma that comes out of it. And
all these qualities make Allen think Pacific Rose could be the next Honeycrisp. But it's not his only bet. Aided by DNA sequencing and advanced computing, the number of new varieties is exploding, like an apple called Envy.
Envy is the last one we had, and it came as a number, and I don't even remember the number now.
Both Envy and Pacific Rose are known as club varieties, as in, you can only grow them if you're part of the club. What that means is that breeders trademark their new creations, then license the right to grow and sell them to hand-picked partners. Together, they invest a lot in building a new brand, and they limit production.
You want to make sure that you don't plant so many trees that you're not able to sell the fruit when it actually gets to the market.
That's Suzanne Walter. She oversees marketing operations for the Rainier Fruit Company, one of Washington's largest apple producers. She says trademark protection allows companies to invest more in marketing their new varieties, so they avoid the fate of an apple called Cameo.
Growers were getting more yield, and we were packing more fruit, but consumers didn't buy it. People didn't know about it.
Delicious, but hard to sell. Walking through his orchard, Rob McCormick says he's got a few other varieties to add to that list. Braeburn and Firm Gold. which he calls a superior apple.
They're firmer, they store better. Look how big they get. See, look at the size of that thing. Man, you know, how can that not be worth something?
He says it's a bit arbitrary which varieties ultimately win out for shelf space in the grocery store. All the same,
we can't tell people what they want. What they want is what they want. You either grow what they want or find another business.
And for now, he's sticking to apples. Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio.